Baybad. Lots of movies out this weekend that aim to make you smile. You Don't Mess with the Zohan, Kung Fu Panda.
So, Mark Jordan Ligon is here to tell you what the critics think of the new movies. It's our weekly feature from Slate.com, Summary Judgment.
It wouldn't be summer without a zany comedy from popular comic actor Adam Sandler, and I'm sure many of you have seen the billboards for You Don't Mess with the Zohan. This time out, he portrays a top Israeli commando who fakes his own death to pursue his dream, becoming a hairstylist in the Big Apple. Wow, it's sort of like Shampoo meets Munich, I guess.
I want a haircut!
Young man,
you know, you shouldn't jump around when this nice woman's holding a sharp pair of scissors. If you move, she could slip and slice your jugular vein on accident. All of your blood will be on the floor in 4 minutes. I've seen this. I've done this. You don't want this.
Many of the critics felt like crying as well. But then again, Sandler's movies seem to be critic-proof. The Onion size, spectacularly, unimpeachably, relentlessly preposterous. Variety warns it would require a talent of Peter Sellers' magnitude to conquer this material, and he's not around. But the Austin Chronicle calls Zohan a crazed, delightfully bizarre return to form for Sandler. Writer Steve Conrad, who penned the dark Nicolas Cage dramedy The Weatherman and Will Smith's uplifting The Pursuit of Happiness, now makes his directorial debut with The Promotion, a supermarket comedy where two assistant managers battle to get the coveted managerial post at a new location. John C. Reilly and Sean William Scott square off.
I think it was just some black apples. We won't be seeing that happen again.
You said black apples?
I said bad ones.
You said black.
I'm sorry if there's some confusion. Maybe in the confusion I...
Hey, come on. It's been a long day. That was a slip.
And I didn't mean to say black. I meant back. Blatch. Blad. Blapples.
The nation's critics are split on The Promotion. The New York Observer raves darkly funny. The LA Weekly chuckles low-key, witty, and observant. But you want to talk about cleanup in aisle three? The Hollywood Reporter hated it, snarling, one of the unfunniest comedies ever. And hey, leave the gummy bears at home and bring plenty of bamboo, because opening in wide release is the DreamWorks animated comedy Kung Fu Panda. Jack Black provides the voice for Po, a clumsy panda who dreams of becoming a kung fu master. Everyone from Angelina Jolie to Dustin Hoffman also lend their vocal talent.
Hit it. Okay, yeah, I mean, I just ate. So I'm still digesting, so my kung fu might not be as good as later on.
Just hit it.
Alright.
How's that?
The nation's critics get a kick out of Kung Fu Panda. Infectious and inspiring, shouts the Washington Post. And Entertainment Weekly cheers light and goofy, lickety-split mad fun. You know, I'm glad this film is showing their violent side, because pandas are always presented as these cute, docile animals, but they really are the most vicious, bloodthirsty, man-eating creatures in the world. Oh, come on, how did an enraged giant panda get into the studio? Ah, he's going for my double chin, the sweetest of all human meat. Ah!